Chapter 19.
The Himaran people rallied behind me, and we met the invaders head-on. We were outnumbered, but through military maneuvers that everyone since have called ingenious, and the creation of our new war machines of my own design, we fought the invaders off. But I didn't stop there. They had sought to kill me and subjugate my people. Thus they deserved the same treatment. I chose to embrace the name my enemies had called me, Daedalus, for I would take away the light of anyone who challenged me. Fighting the Dawn Empire would be like casting the night on oneself. Thus I was Daedalus, and I would conquer all who dared oppose me.
Lyra stood amongst several constables and two detectives, while a dead woman lay on the floor with a snapped neck. A man lay on a nearby couch in this finely furnished sitting room, with bruises and cuts all over, while being attended by a doctor. "I want a full report," Lyra demanded of a detective. The detective, who, unlike the constables, was not wearing an officer's uniform, but still carried a four-shooter, had a hand grasping the lapel of his tailed coat. Unshaven, he spoke with a rough voice.
"Well, Lady Archon, it's all very odd, to say the least. Apparently this man," the detective indicated the man on the couch, "was being tortured by his wife. As to the motive, we haven't yet figured it out, though it must have been something serious for the wife to do all this. We'll be investigating the husband, don't you worry. It was hard to get a lot of information out of him, as he's been through quite the ordeal. What he's been saying is that some young man came crashing through that wall." The detective pointed to the gaping hole that had been smashed through the wall, which was made of stone, "and snapped the wife's neck before she could plunge that dagger into the husband's chest." He pointed to the bloody dagger on the floor. "The man who intervened must be an archknight."
Lyra had to step carefully here. "People can still do remarkable things without having our powers," she said. "There's also many types of darkstone-powered weapons that could burst open a wall."
"True.
Did you manage to get a description of this young man?" The detective flipped back through his small notepad.
"Male, young, blue hair. Wore an old-style dueling coat."
"That's plenty. You may carry on with your investigation," Lyra said. And then she walked to Cusig. "I don't get it. He first murders a man by throwing him from a building, yet at every other point we've tracked him to, he seems to have been helping people."
"You are missing something very clear," Cusig said, condescending as ever. "Reason. Why did the boy kill? The other man was missing his pants and had his penis cut off. Sex must be the reason. I am thinking that man was a rapist."
Lyra's jaw tensed, and she replied with as much control as possible. "A rapist?"
"Yes. Taking a man's penis is the punishment for this crime."
Lyra felt her cheeks flush. "No, it isn't."
"It is for my people."
"Then there's at least one custom I like, from Tures." Cusack nodded once.
"You will like many more as you learn. We are the most intelligent people."
"Humble, too."
"Strong and beautiful as well," Cusig said,
with such perfect sincerity that Lyra laughed.
"What is funny?"
"Oh, just the things that go over your head." Cusig glanced to the ceiling, and though his face didn't change, it was clear he didn't understand. Lyra laughed again.
"You are a silly woman, laughing too much."
"You should try it sometime." "Light, Cusig. You're as stiff as a brick."
"If I must be stiff as a brick to be as strong as one, I will be stiff."
"Don't forget thick."
"Yes, I will be thick as a brick, too."
Lyra suppressed another chuckle at that. "Anyway, there's no way to know why the boy killed that first victim until we question him."
"I am think. He is trying to help. It makes sense. He must fight evil
or he cannot have our powers." Cusack was right. The boy's actions did fit with the supposed moral requirement to become a lightbinder, something she was doubting. Even if he is, the boy is using his powers recklessly and with no right, taking it upon himself to be judge, jury, and executioner, just like his blackened father.
"It is what we do when we see a crime.
A right only given to us by the nations we serve, not by virtue of our powers.
But there is a law you teach me. What is it? To justify?"
"The law of justification," Lyra said with a sigh. "Yes, in Hamara, citizens can be justified to carry out punishments if they catch the criminal in the act, if they can later prove the crime through evidence or witnesses, but only if the punishment was proportional to the crime committed."
"What if this boy is justified?"
"There's not enough evidence for that. In fact, some of his acts look to be pure murder."
"Maybe, but I do not think so."
"We'll find out once we catch him."